This is Robin Landsman of Body Backup Osteopathy and Sports Injury Clinics. This is a podcast about assessment of sports biomechanics, prescriptive stretching, and the use of functional active release mentioned in a previous podcast. It is key to start with in our three-step plan to create a very definite assessment of the patient to decide on the next steps that stretching or the functional active release treatment techniques may be most appropriate for. Many people have fallen into disruptive patterns of use, and it is very necessary to assess fully how this has occurred and how the compensations have become complex and ingrained over a period of time. The reason the person hasn't got better on their own without, in a sense, just a period of rest, is because this pattern has become so ingrained that it is hard for them to change without any external help. So first step is assessment, and the biomechanical assessment can incorporate a number of different tools. First of all, using a standard spinal standing examination, one can get a certain amount of idea of function within the neck, the mid-thoracic spine, and the lumbar spine. But apart from that, there's no integration with the rest of the body. So we use a 3D squat tool assessment. The squatting tool enables us to look at how the body works in three dimensions, fully into a squat position from standing to a partial squat with the arms elevated in front, down to an almost seated position but unsupported. Of course, this will give us an idea of stability, strength, symmetry, and fatigability of the muscles that are creating this whole body function. Since all sports and most activity in life involves most of the body, it is very difficult normally to assess whole body function, but this particular tool that Robin Landsman uses at Body Backup and teaches at various different courses involves a three-dimensional assessment looking at the whole body. It is then easy to see movement arcs that are disrupted, in other words, that normal smooth curves of function, which should be even and without asymmetry, can be detected and then corrected using a number of different techniques. It's important to also note how muscles engage and how they recruit and in which order they function. Because in most sports, for example, it is key, for example, in tennis with a tennis stroke or even in running or using a bicycle, that the muscles are working in a particular chain of function. So some of the assessment that's used during the squat is looking at muscle chain function. And muscle chains work to balance the front and back of the body as well as the left and right sides. And as you'll know from most sports, that they are particularly either one-sided, upper body dominant, lower body dominant, and therefore as a result, this creates asymmetries that are ingrained the more the sport is performed over a longer period of time. So though many people may have had no symptoms for years during a particular practice or activity or sport, suddenly their body starts to fail because the compensations they've been carrying start to break down. And that is the first